When they came down the steps again, the toad was still talking excitedly to the mole.
"So you see, everything is ready for when we start this afternoon."
"What was that?" said the rat slowly. "Did you say we and start and this afternoon?"
"Now, dear good old ratty," said Toad quickly, "don't talk in that cross voice. You know you've got to come. You can't stay by your boring old river all your life. I want to show you the world."
"I don't care," said the rat calmly. "I'm not coming, and that's final. I'm going to stay by my old river, and what's more, Mole's going to stay with me, aren't you, Mole?"
"Of course I am,"
said the mole bravely. But his face looked sad. Poor Mole. He thought that life in a caravan on the open road would be an exciting adventure. The rat saw his sad face and felt worried. He liked his friends to be happy, and he could see that the mole really wanted to go. Toad watched them both carefully.
"Come on in and have some lunch," he said pleasantly, "and we'll talk it over."
During lunch, which was excellent, of course, because everything at Toad Hall always was, the toad talked and talked. He was full of wonderful plans. How interesting each day would be. What adventures the three friends would have together. Ah, the happiness of the travelling life.